This morning on WCHL, the budgets are on the table in the North Carolina legislature.
The next Tomorrow Monday will include a mass rally to expose the vast and far-reaching impact of the systematic attack by the extremists in our legislature.
How high will the bids go for Chapel Hill's old library building? And Chapel Hill is home to a young inventor who continues to get national attention.
Now he's come to a design that, you know, through the testing process has come out as the best system.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC women's lacrosse players continue to lead the U.S. national team. The Spurs won another NBA championship. And
a few things you may not know or remember about Tim Duncan.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL. We have 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, shooting for a high today in the low 90s. Lots of sunshine. It's more like summertime. It's not officially here, but it feels like it. The North Carolina NAACP and the Forward Together Moral Movement will hold what's being billed as a Mass Moral Monday this afternoon at the General Assembly in Raleigh. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
In a conference call with reporters last week, movement leader Reverend William Barber said that today's rally will focus on how policies implemented by the Republican-controlled state government have affected hourly workers.
Now that all three budgets are on the table from the North Carolina House and Senate and the governor's office, the next Tomorrow Monday will include a mass rally to expose the vast and far-reaching impacts of the systematic attack by the extremists in our legislature, led by Berger, Tillis, and McCrory, and the others, on poor people, workers, African-Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, women, and others throughout our state.
Today's rally comes just a few days after the State House released its $21 billion budget, which some have praised for being more moderate than the Senate version. Some of those observers are people working in public education who are relieved that teachers' tenure rights are not being threatened in the House budget. Donna Coffey and Jamesetta Bedford, the chairs of the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough Boards of Education, respectively, told WCHL recently that they're also glad to see the House didn't explicitly put teacher assistant jobs on the chopping block. But Barber told reporters he sees a game being played here, perhaps to benefit House Speaker Tom Tillis in his U.S. Senate campaign against Senator Kay Hagan.
The political game that they are playing with these budgets is now becoming very clear. Senate leader Phil Berger and his colleagues present an extreme to the nth degree piece of legislation in the budget. Then the Speaker of the House, Tom Tillis, presents a budget that is extreme, let's say, to the fourth degree, that is supposed to appear as moderate. The reality is that they are both devastating budgets for the poor, the vulnerable, for public education, and for workers. We are not fooled by their game and their political jockeying to try to promote Speaker Tillis in a statewide campaign.
Today's events begin with a 4 p.m. press conference at Davie Street Presbyterian Church in Raleigh, followed by a 5 p.m. gathering at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council members say they want more information about four bidders trying to purchase the old Chapel Hill Public Library. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details on the story.
With four offers on the table for the former Chapel Hill Public Library at 528 East Franklin Street, Town Council members say they want to make sure the modernist landmark goes not only to the highest bidder, but to the buyer who will best fit with the Franklin Rosemary Historic District. The town is partnering with Preservation NC to find a buyer who will maintain the character and appearance of the iconic building. But council members say they have questions about who wants to purchase it and why. They also want to see who's willing to bid higher than the $752,000 asking price. So far, four serious bidders have come forward. The first is Chris and Ann Cox, who live across the street from the property and want to see it turned into a Chapel Hill Cultural Center with rental space for arts groups and private functions. The second is Jay Miller, who wants to see the building become a nonprofit hub for the area. Third is Chabad of Chapel Hill, which envisions a community center aimed at students. Fourth is UNC's College of Arts and Sciences, which would use the space as the headquarters of the Arts and Sciences Foundation. The lowest bid is the $752,000 minimum from Jay Miller. The highest bid from UNC is $1,025,000. For those offers from tax-exempt nonprofits, council members say they want bidders to consider sweetening the deal with payments in lieu to make up for lost property tax revenue. Council meets with the bidders at a special meeting tonight at 5:30 and will likely make a final decision on the sale by June 23rd. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
After that meeting at 5:30 this afternoon, the council will host a public hearing on the Glen Lennox redevelopment plan at tonight's regular meeting. The council is in the process of negotiating a development agreement with Grubb Properties to revitalize one of the town's oldest commercial centers, as well as the surrounding neighborhood. The Glen Lennox plan would add new roads and new housing at the interior of the 70-acre site and office and retail space along Fordham Boulevard and Raleigh Road. If the council and developers can settle differences of opinion on some roadways and transit improvements, the development agreement could be approved as early as next week. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Chapel Hill resident and inventor Chase Lewis has now patented one of his two latest inventions at the ripe old age of 14. These two inventions are the now patented Rescue Travoy and a football-shaped canister for smoke masks. Lewis has won numerous awards from various science fairs and events for his inventions, including the Presidential Volunteer Service Silver Award. He says he's utilizing the prize money earned from these science fairs to fund his creations. The first of the two inventions, the Rescue Travoy, was inspired after Lewis researched the Somalian famines and parents' inability to carry sick or hurt children to refugee camps and hospitals. The invention is a simple mechanism that resembles a long tarp or blanket on wheels that can be attached by a vest. The person can then pull along sick or injured individuals for extended distances. The other invention is a small football-shaped object that can be opened and sealed to hold smoke masks. Lewis says he intends for that device to be used by firefighters to be lobbed with ease into out-of-reach windows for victims of the fire. Once the individuals open the device, they can immediately don the smoke mask for protection from smoke inhalation until they can be rescued. While working on this invention, Lewis tested it in collaboration with different fire departments all over Orange County to make sure the device's design was as effective as possible. Deputy Chief of the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Matt Lawrence, explains.
What we have to do, based on the different designs and pretty scientific work that he was doing, came up with a design that was the most accurate and the most effective in delivering the device. So I believe that's what his focus was, and now he's come to a design that, you know, through the testing process has come out as the best system.
Lawrence says he admires Lewis and his pursuits to make the world a better place through his inventions.
He is a very smart kid and very interested in helping other people and finding things that make life better for a lot of folks.
Going forward, 14-year-old Lewis says he's continuing to develop new ideas for creation and patenting. His latest announced project is to create a new type of Kevlar body armor that's both long-lasting after multiple uses and protects from shrapnel or blunt force trauma for the wearer. Congratulations to Chase Lewis. A handful of protesters have been on the road for more than a week now as they try raising support for North Carolina to legalize marijuana use for medical purposes. Five men have been hiking for more than a week on an Asheville to Raleigh trek aimed at pushing legislators to place a referendum on the ballot in November and let voters decide the issue. Four of the men carried signs calling for legalization as they walked through Statesville and the rest of Iredell County this week. Legislation to set up a referendum on whether to change the state constitution and allow medical marijuana appears unlikely this year. The bill was introduced last month and hasn't seen any action at all. Growth for the North Carolina Education Lottery is being sought from an unusual source, Republicans. The House budget approved late last week demands another $106 million in net lottery profits to help the GOP-led chamber raise teacher salaries on average by 5%. The bill helps the lottery get there by doubling the amount it can spend on advertising the lottery. The budget votes put some social conservatives in the House on the spot because they think gambling is wrong. It turned out only one Republican voted against the plan. Republicans offered the most opposition to the lottery's passage back in 2005. Now, lawmakers only talk about repealing it in theory. Instead, they emphasize lottery revenues for education and making sure it operates honestly. We'll continue to watch that story and see what happens. WCHL News Time, 8:14. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Now, here is Rand Northrup.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. Traffic has been doing fairly good this morning, considering it is a Monday morning. Everybody trying to get off to work this morning. 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. Still seeing minor to moderate delays Right now, we're seeing a few delays on NC-54 eastbound and westbound as well between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Heaviest heading eastbound in that area. That is mostly because we're seeing some slowdowns on I-40 heading eastbound as well between NC-54 and Fayetteville Road. Just minor to moderate on I-40, so be on the lookout there. You still might see some slowdowns as you're trying to get wherever you might be going this morning. And the rest of the area looking pretty good. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Hey, I neglected to say anything about your ensemble today. Rand taking a bit of a fashion risk this morning, wearing a checked shirt, plaid shirt. And it looks good.
Well, thank you very much.
You can carry that off pretty well.
We'll see what I spill on my white tie. Always a risk.
Absolutely true. Well, the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. If you haven't been there, you're missing out on quite an experience. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 69 degrees, warming up now. Well, it just went up to 71, as I said that. 71 degrees, mostly sunny today. High today in the 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny, more of the same with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, not quite as cool. Slight chance of rain, lows about 72. And then on Wednesday, check this out. Wednesday will be in the upper 90s. Same thing goes for Thursday. Upper 90s, high in the middle 90s on Friday. There's no end to this hot weather.
Ron Stuntz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the entire WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, the clean joke, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time, 8:17. The news around town. If you have World Cup fever, a lot of people do, head to Spanky's on Franklin Street downtown tonight at 6 o'clock to watch Team USA take on Ghana in its first match of the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. This watch party is being hosted by UNC, and there will be Carolina men's and women's soccer players and staff in attendance. That'll make it a lot of fun. And tickets are on sale now for Merge 25, a four-day music festival at Cat's Cradle in Carborough to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Merge Records. The festival runs from July 23rd through 26th, culminating with an outdoor concert on July 26th from 1 until 10 p.m. Tickets are $65 each, free for kids under 10. Visit catscradle.com or mergerecords.com for more details. That's a quick look at news around town, and you can check out all our News Around Town stories. Check on the News Around Town link on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. San Antonio Spurs are NBA champs for the fifth time since 1999, following their third straight convincing win over the Miami Heat. They get it done in not a spectacular way, but a way that emphasizes teamwork. Not a lot of flash, but all effectiveness. Kawhi Leonard delivered 22 points and 10 rebounds as the Spurs ripped Miami 104-87 to win the finals in only five games. Patty Mills provided a big spark coming off the bench. 5 of 8 from three-point range. He scored 17 points in just over 18 minutes. Manu Ginobili was one of five Spurs with at least 14 points. He finished with 19 on 6 of 11 shooting. Miami actually jumped out to a 22-6 lead and appeared ready to avenge its two lopsided losses at home. But then the Spurs immediately went on a 9-0 run to close the gap before outscoring the Heat 25-11 in the second quarter. San Antonio's lead grew to 21 points late in the third quarter, allowing Spurs fans to enjoy the final 15 minutes without much worry. LeBron James had 31 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists, but the rest of Miami's starting five combined for just 32 points. LeBron didn't get a lot of help. Heat starters shot just 39%. Chris Bosh Dwayne Wade and Ray Allen combined to go 11 of 34, and they're still celebrating in San Antonio. Congratulations to the San Antonio Spurs and all the local Spurs fans, Tim Duncan fans, etc., Danny Green fans as well, and Art Chansky will have more about that coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Martin Keimer is just the seventh player in U.S. Open history to post a wire-to-wire victory. The German closed with a 15-foot par putt for 169 and a 9-under total, 8 shots ahead of Eric Compton and Ricky Fowler. It wasn't even close. Keimer tied for the fourth-largest margin of victory of the Open and became the first German to capture the trophy. European players have won the event 4 times in the last 5 years. It wrapped up a big week in Pinehurst, North Carolina. A lot of folks excited about that. A lot of folks from right here in our local community going down there and spending time at the U.S. Open. Keimer led by at least 4 shots for the final 48 holes and eliminated most of the suspense by opening up the tournament with a back-to-back 65s, the lowest two-round score in Open history. It's the second major title for Keimer, who claimed the PGA Championship back in 2010. Compton was the only player with a chance to overtake Keimer in the final round until consecutive bogeys on the back nine. He closed with a 2-over 72 for a 1-under total. Fowler also finished with a 72 that left him the only other player under par. Keegan Bradley, Jason Day, and Dustin Johnson finished 1-over, as did Brooks Koepka and Henrik Stenson. 8 current or former University of North Carolina lacrosse players have made the U.S. women's national team, more than any school in the nation. U.S. Lacrosse released the 38-player roster for its 2014-15 team on Sunday after a 3-day tryout held at Georgetown University. The 8 Tar Heels in the roster are attacker Becky Lynch, midfielders Maggie Bill, Emily Garrity, Laura Zimmerman, defenders Jen Russell, Sloane Serpy, and Courtney Waite, and goalie Kaylee Waters. All of those either current or former University of North Carolina players. Players were selected from an 81-player invite-only tryout pool and were evaluated by the U.S. Women's National Team coaching staff, led by head coach Ricky Freed, as well as several top-level college coaches. The team will train and compete in several exhibition events in the lead-up to the 2017 Federation of International Lacrosse Women's World Cup in Surrey, England. Ultimately, 18 players will represent the U.S. as the team goes for a 3rd consecutive and 8th overall world title. A team-high 8 players, graduates of, or currently play for the university. Of course, as I mentioned, with the University of Maryland and Syracuse University placing 7 current and former players each. You can see the complete roster on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. It's 8:22.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
A few things you may not know or remember about Tim Duncan. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. San Antonio Spurs won their 5th NBA championship Sunday night by completing their improbable beatdown of the Miami Heat in 5 games. The Spurs parlayed last year's heartbreaking defeat to the defending NBA champs with renewed determination and an improved roster to give coach Greg Popovich and center Tim Duncan championships in each of the last 3 decades, starting in 1999. Of all the great stories about the Spurs, including UNC's Danny Green being cut twice from the team before setting the NBA Finals 3-point record last year, Duncan is far and away the best. The incredibly durable 38-year-old sure Hall of Famer has had a quiet career playing for the same team in the same town for the same coach since graduating in 1997 from Wake Forest, which led to 2 straight ACC championships before being dethroned by Carolina his senior year. Duncan is from the Virgin Islands and was an afterthought as the 3rd foreign big man signed by Wake in 1993. The 2 others considered much better prospects were Spaniard Ricardo Peral and a name you may find familiar, Maktar Njai. Peral sat out his freshman year at Wake because it was learned he had been paid playing for Real Madrid, and Njai never suited up for the Deacons because of violations Wake Forest committed in recruiting him. Duncan started by default and became the team's 3rd best player behind Randolph Childress and Trelawney Owens. As a freshman, he surprised the ACC by averaging just under 10 points and 10 rebounds in all 33 games and blocking 124 shots. That's 114 more than anyone else on the team. In 4 years, he never missed a game for the Deacons, was 3-time All-ACC and 2-time ACC Player of the Year. Peral did play for Wake Forest and was a so-so sub, while Njai went to Michigan and eventually transferred to Carolina, where he turned out to be more trouble than he was worth. Duncan will announce this offseason whether his 5th NBA title will be his last. But the 14-time NBA All-Star finally may get the credit as one of the best and steadiest players in the history of the NBA. Still soft-spoken off the court, who lets his savvy and passion for the game speak for him on it, Duncan deserves every accolade bestowed upon him, and more, for grace and class over his great career. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I'll tell you what, Art, I got to agree with you. I know that you were too, but I was fortunate enough to watch Tim Duncan play when he was at Wake Forest. You know, we didn't know very much about him when he came to Wake Forest, of course. But it was just amazing watching that guy play, the way he was so efficient, not flashy, just a class act every step of the way. And the guy put together a great college career, and then he's put together just a superb NBA career. A lot of folks wondering if that might have been the last we see of Tim Duncan, if he might choose to retire after such a great career. And you got to say, it can't get any better than that. He could take, you know, another year. He could have more than that left in the tank, because the guy just doesn't slow down, really. I mean, he is amazing. Tim Duncan, just a class act all the way, and even though he played for a rival of Carolina when he was at Wake Forest, certainly you have a lot of respect for them, or for him, rather. So, Tim Duncan, congratulations, and San Antonio Spurs won the championship again. Improbably, but yes, it's true. 826 at WCHL.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Downtown Chapel Hill begins here on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. On Saturday, June 21st, don't miss Summerfest from 2 to 6 p.m. Summerfest will feature all kinds of children's activities, plus live kids music by the Water Lilies at 2 p.m. Parents, your turn comes at 4 p.m. with live beach in Motown by Chapel Hill's own Low K Sun. For more info, go to 140westfranklinplaza.com. Summerfest is proudly sponsored by WCHL and DSI Comedy Theater.
Spring is here, and you know what that means. Summer is right around the corner. You definitely want to look and feel your best, so Jersey Mike's Subs invites you to eat healthy with our 99% fat-free turkey, a delicious low-fat choice that's loaded with lean protein and great flavor, piled high with fresh onions, lettuce, and tomatoes, and served on our store-baked white or wheat bread. Eating one is a fantastic way to feel good about yourself. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
Honey, you won't believe it. I got the job. We're moving to Austin.
That's amazing. We need to call our parents and find schools for the kids and find a new house and... Wait, what about this house?
If you need help listing your home for rent or sale, call Louise Beck Properties. With over 20 years of experience, we can help ease your transition by advising if it's better to sell or rent. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
828 at WCHL. Ron Stutz here inviting you to join Aaron Keck this afternoon between 3 and 7 p.m. Actually, he has the WCHL afternoon news from 3 until 5. Lots of great interviews with some of the movers and shakers in our community. And then from 5 until 7 is the WCHL evening news. Everything that happened throughout the day to kind of set the tone for all the information you need. That's Aaron Keck on the radio starting at 3 this afternoon. Afternoon, right here on WCHL.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off, $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price in their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road. Pure shopping bliss and a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. It's half off from Refinements Resale Boutique, and today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
74 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Our forecast brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the low 90s. Get ready for the heat. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny. More of the same. Slight chance of rain with a high again in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, clear for the most part with a low in the low 70s. And then on Wednesday, we'll be in the upper 90s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nahn. Sunni militants capture the Iraqi city of Tal Afar.
When the Islamic militants moved in, many Iraqi soldiers simply laid down their guns and ran away. And as the Islamic militants pushed south, because of course they have vowed to march on Baghdad, these photographs do have propaganda value in telling Iraqi government soldiers that is what they can expect.
CBS's Holly Williams, several explosions over the weekend in Baghdad killed more than a dozen people. 30 more were wounded.
Iraqi forces beefed up security. New checkpoints were set up throughout the city. But militants managed to set off a car bomb in the heart of the capital, targeting a store where soldiers buy their uniforms. Another bloody message to security forces here.
CBS's Clarissa Ward in the city of Kalak. U.S. officials are contemplating talks with Iran about the crisis in Iraq. Spain today arrested 8 men, all suspected of recruiting militants to wage war in Iraq. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nahn.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up already. A lot of sunshine today, mostly sunny, in fact, with a high today in the low 90s. Remember the old Chapel Hill Public Library in East Franklin Street, close to downtown? That was the one we had before the beautiful new library on Library Drive, just off Estes in Chapel Hill. Well, that old building is now for sale, and Chapel Hill Town Council members say they want more information about the four bidders vying to purchase it. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
With four offers on the table for the former Chapel Hill Public Library at 528 East Franklin Street, town council members say they want to make sure the modernist landmark goes not only to the highest bidder, but to the buyer who will best fit with the Franklin Rosemary Historic District. The town is partnering with Preservation NC to find a buyer who will maintain the character and appearance of the iconic building. But council members say they have questions about who wants to purchase it and why. They also want to see who's willing to bid higher than the $752,000 asking price. So far, four serious bidders have come forward. The first is Chris and Ann Cox, who live across the street from the property and want to see it turned into a Chapel Hill Cultural Center with rental space for arts groups and private functions. The second is Jay Miller, who wants to see the building become a nonprofit hub for the area. Third is Chabad of Chapel Hill, which envisions a community center aimed at students. Fourth is UNC's College of Arts and Sciences, which would use the space as the headquarters of the Arts and Sciences Foundation. The lowest bid is the $752,000 minimum from Jay Miller. The highest bid from UNC is $1,025,000. For those offers from tax-exempt nonprofits, council members say they want bidders to consider sweetening the deal with payments in lieu to make up for lost property tax revenue. Council meets with the bidders at a special meeting tonight at 5:30 and will likely make a final decision on the sale by June 23rd. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill Council will host a public hearing in the Glen Lennox redevelopment plan at tonight's meeting. That will follow the meeting about the purchase of the old library. The council is in the process of negotiating a development agreement with Grubb Properties to revitalize one of the town's oldest commercial centers as well as the surrounding neighborhood. We've been talking about this for years now. The Glen Lennox plan would add new roads and new housing at the interior of the 70-acre site and office and retail space along Fordham Boulevard and Raleigh Road. If the council and developers can settle some differences of opinion on some roadways and transit improvements, the development agreement could be approved as early as next week. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. The North Carolina NAACP and the Forward Together Moral Movement will hold what's being billed as a Mass Moral Monday at the General Assembly in Raleigh this afternoon. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
In a conference call with reporters last week, movement leader Reverend William Barber said that today's rally will focus on how policies implemented by the Republican-controlled state government have affected hourly workers.
Now that all three budgets are on the table from the North Carolina House and Senate and the governor's office, the next Moral Monday will include a mass rally to expose the vast and far-reaching impacts of the systematic attack by the extremists in our legislature, led by Berger, Tillis, and McCrory, and the others, on poor people, workers, African-Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, women, and others throughout our state.
Today's rally comes just a few days after the State House releases $21 billion budget, which some have praised for being more moderate than the Senate version. Some of those observers are people working in public education who are relieved that teachers' tenure rights are not being threatened in the House budget. Donna Coffey and James Zeta Bedford, the chairs of the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough Boards of Education, respectively, told WCHL recently that they're also glad to see the House didn't explicitly put teacher assistant jobs on the chopping block. But Barber told reporters he sees a game being played here, perhaps to benefit House Speaker Tom Tillis in his U.S. Senate campaign against Senator Kay Hagan.
The political game that they are playing with these budgets is now becoming very clear. Senate leader Phil Berger and his colleagues present an extreme to the nth degree piece of legislation in the budget. Then the Speaker of the House, Tom Tillis, presents a budget that is extreme, let's say, to the fourth degree, that is supposed to appear as moderate. The reality is that they are both devastating budgets for the poor, the vulnerable, for public education, and for workers. We are not fooled by their game and their political jockeying to try to promote Speaker Tillis in a statewide campaign.
Today's events begin with a 4 p.m. press conference at Davie Street Presbyterian Church in Raleigh, followed by a 5 p.m. gathering at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
A young Chapel Hill resident and inventor, Chase Lewis, has now patented one of his two latest inventions. He's only 14 years old. These two inventions are the now patented Rescue Travoy and a football-shaped canister for smoke masks. Lewis has won numerous awards from various science fairs and events for his inventions, including the Presidential Volunteer Service Silver Award. He says he's utilizing the prize money earned from these science fairs to fund his creations. The first of the two inventions, the Rescue Travoy, was inspired after Lewis researched the Somalian famines and parents' inability to carry sick or hurt children to refugee camps and hospitals. The invention is a simple mechanism that resembles a long tarp or blanket on wheels that can be attached by a vest. The person can then pull along sick or injured individuals for extended distances. The other invention is a small football-shaped object that can be opened and sealed to hold smoke masks. Lewis says he intends for the device to be used by firefighters to be lobbed with ease into out-of-reach windows for victims of the fire. Once the individuals open the device, they can immediately put on the smoke mask for protection from smoke inhalation until they can be rescued. While working on this invention, Lewis tested it in collaboration with different fire departments all over Orange County to make sure the device's design was as effective as possible. Deputy Chief of the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Matt Lawrence, explains.
What we have to do, based on the different designs and pretty scientific work that he was doing, came up with a design that was the most accurate and the most effective in delivering the device. So I believe that's what his focus was, and now he's come to a design that, you know, through the testing process has come out as the best system.
Lawrence says he admires Lewis and his pursuits to make the world a better place through his inventions.
He is a very smart kid and very interested in helping other people and finding things that make life better for a lot of folks.
Going forward, the 14-year-old Lewis says he's continuing to develop new ideas for creation and patenting. His latest announced project is to create a new type of Kevlar body armor that's both long-lasting after multiple uses and protects from shrapnel or blunt force trauma for the person wearing it. WCHL News Time is 8:39. Zach Godwin of ChapelBrew.com is here, and Zach's sitting at the Twitter desk. It looks comfortable over there.
It's very nice. Twitter desk is... I think you can get it at IKEA.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check into that. By the way, you've been quite active over the weekend, I'm sure, and I'm glad to see you made it back in here on Monday morning.
I did all right. I made it.
What are folks tweeting about today?
Well, of course, there's the two big stories that I'm sure you've talked about. The NBA Finals, of course.
Sure.
And then the U.S. Open.
Yeah, exactly.
The NBA Finals, of course, everybody around here is just excited for Danny Green for the biggest part.
Yeah,
Somebody who didn't, wouldn't even start at Carolina, is now starting on an NBA in the NBA Finals, and
playing a pretty pivotal role for him as well.
Yeah, playing pretty stinking well.
And I think a lot of people around here have a lot of respect for Tim Duncan as well for what
of course,
he's been able to do.
He's everybody. Even if you don't. A lot of people say they don't like watching the Spurs, but they respect them.
Yeah. You may think they're dull,
Yeah. Although
methodical.
They seem to be a little more interesting this year, because I was one of those people who always said, sure, they're good, but they're kind of boring.
Yeah. One of the keys, a guy who never gets any credit, is Popovich, their head coach.
Oh, yeah.
He's outstanding. So, I don't know the guy or anything, but he's obviously a great coach. So, congratulations to the Spurs.
Yeah, and of course there's plenty of LeBron hate going on.
Yeah.
That's what Twitter's for.
Well, LeBron did his part yesterday, but he didn't get a lot of help.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, he just... Most of the internet agrees that if his name had been Michael Jordan, he would have done better, but...
Well, I mean, it's kind of unfair to compare anybody to Michael Jordan.
Right.
I mean, LeBron's great, but Michael's the best to ever play the game, so... that's an unfair comparison, I think. So, at any rate, whatever. I think we've probably seen the last of the big three in Miami.
I think so.
Somebody's going to be traded away or something.
Yeah, Chris Bosh, once it gets to the playoffs, he doesn't really do much of anything.
Kind of disappears.
I'd like to see them. Kevin Love's trying to get traded.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be real interesting to see Bosh for Love.
Yeah, it would be. It's always interesting to see those off-season trades, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with them. But what else people tweeting about today?
There was the U.S. Open, the other big thing going on this weekend, and our Matt Oakes was down there. He has there's an article you can read of him from every day from Wednesday through Sunday. He was covering things, and
Matt really hated doing this.
He was just miserable. He wanted to come home every day. But of course, Martin Keimer won, and he won from beginning to end. I remember on Friday I was talking with one of our coworkers about, I hope he stinks a little bit on Saturday so there'll be something interesting on Sunday. But, he was just great, just down at Pinehurst, just down the road.
That was about as close as the Spurs and the Heat.
Seriously,
he dominated the entire time.
Yeah. You and I, Ron, can go down to Pinehurst and see if we can... shoot 10 under like Martin Keimer did.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I can do that. Pinehurst is just a short drive away, and a lot of folks in our community spent some time down there and just really excited to get passes and all that kind of thing so they could be a part of the excitement. It really is kind of a special deal. And, Pinehurst is such a beautiful place.
Yeah, I grew up going down there all the time. That's where my grandparents lived, although they never got us onto actual Pinehurst course.
I didn't realize that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I went to school down there for a couple of years at Samuels College, which is real near Pinehurst.
Yeah, I would play on my grandparents' retirement home course. Mm-hmm. I never shot 10 under.
I shot 10 a few times. Hey, listen, if folks want to get in touch with us to tell us what's on their minds, how do they do that?
It's just at Chapelboro or at WCHL.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ron.
Tweeting his way out of the studio now. Ladies and gentlemen, Zach Godwin. It is 8:43 at WCHL, and today's commentary on the way from David Schwartz.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane Smith, Cedars member since 2010. Here's what she had to say.
Recently, I went through an ordeal that made me especially glad that I'm living at the Cedars. We were traveling in Ireland, and I broke my femur for the second time. After being hospitalized in Ireland, air transported to UNC, I was discharged to DeVos Health Center, where I received rehab, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. I really appreciated the ease of transition through the different care levels. The first time this happened, I had to make round trips 3 times a week of 50 miles to receive my rehab. And I really enjoyed the water therapy and beautiful heated pool here at the Cedars. Moving to the Cedars has proved to be a really good choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
At Cruisers Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruisers serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Gaines Steer here at The Last Unicorn. Unique architectural antiques and other pretties. Our last tango in Unicorn Land, that's unicorn lingo for retirement, is open and willing each and every day in June, right now. Featuring a 50% discount on a vast and unusual inventory we are ready to be taken advantage of. Grayer pastures for me, bargains for you. Come plunder and tango with the whimsical unicorn. Old and new friends are invited. Find us at thelastunicorn.com. Till then, Gaines.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
You know, we were just talking about the U.S. Open in Pinehurst this past week, and a lot of it golfing activity excited Chapel Hill. At the beginning of last week, it was the Carolina Kids Classic, and raising a lot of money, and for a very good cause. Woody Durham, one of the founders of that, is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. You're going to hear about him in just a few minutes here on WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is David Schwartz. Last week, this radio station aired an interview with Chapel Hill resident Roger Perry, in which Mr. Perry discussed the town's fiscal challenges and suggested ways to remedy them. It's no surprise that Mr. Perry, who makes his living building real estate, believes that we should, guess what, build more real estate. However, there's an odd disconnect between what Mr. Perry says we should be doing and what he himself is doing. For example, Mr. Perry's correct that our commercial tax base is too small relative to the size of our residential tax base. In general, residential property consumes more in town services than it generates in tax revenue. Conversely, commercial property, and especially industrial property, generates more tax revenue than it consumes in town services. Thus, if a town has too much residential property relative to the amount of commercial property, the tax burden on residential property owners will be uncomfortably high, and that's the situation in which we find ourselves. So how did Chapel Hill's balance between commercial and residential property get so out of whack? In part, it's because real estate developers, very much including Mr. Perry, have spent the past few decades building dense new housing all over town without building a commensurate amount of commercial property. If instead of building hundreds of new homes on the farms that became Meadowmont and Southern Village, we had developed some of that land for commercial research and light industrial activities, our current fiscal situation would probably be much rosier. This brings us to the subject of Ephesus Fordham. Mr. Perry further stated in his interview that many town citizens who raised concerns about the Ephesus Fordham project either focused on the wrong problem or didn't have all the facts. He's mistaken. The citizens considered the redevelopment plan produced by the town staff unsatisfactory precisely because it seems likely to exacerbate the very problem Mr. Perry describes. That is, it will add too much new residential property and too little new commercial property. Mr. Perry's own firm, in fact, is planning to build a new high-density apartment complex on the site of the former Plaza Movie Theater. You heard right. Mr. Perry, who counsels us on the need to create a better balance between commercial and residential property, intends to turn a former commercial property into hundreds of units of new housing. And under the new zoning that the town council approved for the Ephesus Fordham area, the other commercial property owners in the district are likely to do the same. It's very possible, therefore, that when Ephesus Fordham is is fully built out, Chapel Hill's imbalance between commercial and residential property will be even worse than it is today. If Mr. Perry is serious about wanting to help the town address its fiscal challenges, let him practice what he preaches. Let him stop building new housing in Chapel Hill and instead devote his considerable talents and resources toward developing commercial research and light industrial facilities. He can start with Obie's Creek. This is David Schwartz.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInEvents.com.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. Everybody trying to get where they're going this morning and just about getting there. Rush hour is certainly on, though, so be on the lookout as we see some slowdowns, 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange, just as we usually do. Minor to moderate delays there for the most part. NC-54 heading eastbound and westbound seeing some delays as well between between 15501 and I-40, as there is a slowdown on I-40 heading eastbound right now too, causing some more delays on Raleigh Road or NC-54 heading eastbound. Between NC-54 and Fayetteville Road on I-40 eastbound is where we're seeing the most of those delays this morning. No accidents, no additional delays being reported. If you see anything, though, as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Hey, Ray, aren't you glad that you don't have to worry about morning traffic?
That I do. I see about four cars on my way into the work in the morning.
I used to see one or two, maybe.
Yeah. Wow. I'm surprised you see that many.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't see any.
That's right.
But you're lucky if you don't have to deal with afternoon traffic.
That is true.
Sometimes a lot worse.
Yep. That's right.
At any rate, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you have a great day.
Well, I hope you do the same.
And our traffic forecast, traffic news, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. Home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers. It is 75 degrees right now, warming up every minute. Mostly sunny, high today in the low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, more of the same, slight chance of rain, but the high in the low 90s. Now, tomorrow night, mostly clear with a slight chance of rain and the low in the low 70s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, but very hot with a high in the upper 90s. It'll be in the upper 90s on Thursday as well. On Friday, we'll be in the middle 90s, so we're looking at really warm temperatures all the way through Saturday. It'll cool off a little bit on Sunday with the highs in the upper 80s, but still, summertime weather coming on the way here for the next several days. So we may as well go ahead and get used to it, I suppose. 852 at WCHL. Grimble Jewelers is the place to go if you need an engagement ring or the custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time. Grimble's is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
8:53 at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? Yeah, Wayne's back after a little time off. What is the word that he delivered to us this morning about an hour ago? Tell me the word. It begins with an S. I'll give you a little hint there, and it's a six-letter word. Call me, tell me the word, spell it correctly, and give me the proper definition, and I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. First correct caller gets it. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Back on June 3rd, the 26th annual Carolina Kids Classic took place at Finley Golf Course in Chapel Hill. And it's all because of Woody Durham, one of the founders. He says it's changed over the years.
We don't have as many participants in the actual tournament as we used to have. We were close to 130, 132 a number of years. I think the same flavor and everything is still here. It's doing what it ought to do and generating funds for not only the Ronald House, but the Children's Hospital.
Woody Durham is today's WCHL hometown hero. And how did it all get started?
I was in television in Greensboro for 14 years. One of my friends, Mike Haley, was the biggest owner-operator of McDonald's in North Carolina. He had about 60 some of them. We were both on the board of the Ronald House at that time. And we were talking about raising funds, and well, he was a former general chairman of the GGO in Greensboro, and I, of course, covered it while I was with the television station there. And he looked at me and he said, Woody, let's put on a golf tournament. So that's what we did. We started here at Finley. First two events raised $25,000 each. And then a friend of ours, Bob Eubanks, came to me and said, let's move this thing over to the Governor's Club. And we did that for a number of years. And then Tom Fazio came in and just did a magnificent job on the redo on this golf course. And we came back over here because the university wanted us here and they gave us a situation that we couldn't refuse.
What he says, one of the things that makes the Carolina Kids Classic special is that former Carolina players come back.
You know, we got three guys here who were very instrumental in Carolina winning the 2005 National Championship, and we've got one of the greatest college players ever because he was given the Naismith Award as the Player of the Year in 98 in Antoine Jameson, and he's had a 14-year career in the NBA, which is winding down, but he's been a terrific representative not only for Antoine Jameson but for the University of North Carolina's basketball program. I'm glad to see these guys. We had Tyler Hansbrough and T.J. Yates 1 year, so we've hit some of the good ones along the way.
He was the voice of the Tar Heels for 40 years, and he's one of the good ones. Just ask Coach Larry Fedora.
You know, I understand Woody started this event, and I mean, it's just a tremendous thing, and to have Woody backing it, it means probably more to them than anything.
And how is Woody's golf game these days?
I wish you hadn't brought that up, okay? I can't get it back to where it was. You know, I've turned a lot of calendars page by page since I was pretty good, I thought, but I'm trying to get back there. I love doing it.
Here's the good news. This year's Carolina Kids Classic raised $120,000. Woody Durham, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Michael Nicewinder of Chapel Hill, called in with the word of the day from Wayne Pond. And it is Savant, S-A-V-A-N-T, Savant, a person of learning, someone who is an expert and can teach other people about a certain subject. Wayne Pond called me a rock and roll savant. I don't know about that, but it's a good word. And Michael Nicewinder gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day on WCHL brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? 8:57 at WCHL.
Limited time to pack up and move out? At the UPS Store, we have everything you need to help make your move quicker and easier. For a limited time, we're offering 25 to 50% off moving supplies, including four different size moving boxes, dish pack boxes with divider inserts, wardrobe boxes with hangers, packing peanuts, bubble wrap, and packing tape. To learn more about how we can help you with all of your packing and shipping needs, stop by the UPS Stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers. Period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Refinement's Resale Boutique. It's 50% off, $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinement's Resale Boutique for women is the place to shop brand-name clothing at a fraction of retail price, and their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road. Pure shopping bliss in a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. It's half off from Refinements Resale Boutique, and today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
Boy, is it going to be hot today. It is 76 degrees right now, mostly sunny, hot today in the low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 68 degrees. Tomorrow, more of the same, high again in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, slight chance of rain, low in the low 70s. And on Wednesday, it will really be hot, mostly sunny, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, but high temperatures in the upper 90s. High temperatures in the upper 90s on Thursday as well. Middle 90s on Friday. Then for your weekend, it's going to be hot as well. Low 90s on Saturday. Sunday, a little bit better. High about 88. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. The uprising by Sunni radicals in Iraq has the United States looking at all of its options, even joining forces with Iran. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Frank. Secretary of State Kerry now confirms the administration is willing to consult with Tehran. He would not rule out military cooperation with this longtime adversary. But signaling caution, he indicated any contacts with Iran would be on a step-by-step basis. Officials say U.S. and Iranian diplomats could discuss Iraq at the ongoing nuclear talks in Vienna. In the Yahoo News interview, Kerry said that U.S. drone strikes on the Sunni extremists in Iraq could also be an option.
Those Sunni insurgents took control of the northern city of Tal Afar just before dawn today.